And this is Leisha Holmes of Key Recruitment, and I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome today Dawn Comerley, who is otherwise known as Soberfish. Hello, Dawn.
Hello, how are you?
I am great, thank you so much. Now, for those who don't know who you are, can you give us a brief overview as to who you are and what Soberfish is?
Okay, so as you said, my name is Dawn, but in recent years, I've become more known in the sober world as Soberfish. I became sober on the 27th of November 2016 and decided to write about my journey. And so I started an online blog, and that online blog went viral. And through that, it's now turned into a bit of a business.
Wonderful. So the business that you actually have, talk to us a little bit about what that is.
So I realized on the blog is a public page, and because sobriety can be quite a private subject, I noticed that there was a need for more of a private environment for people to discuss their issues and to get support from similar people in similar situations. So I set up a membership group, which is nearly a year old, called the Fish Followers Society, FFS for short, which, you know, take from that what you will. And within that group, I also run challenges to attempt to get people sober for 21 days or 100 days. And I've also recently set up within the membership group a long-term sober membership group called MOMO, which is the Magic of Moving On, which is for people who've completed 100 days or more, but just need that extra bit of support to keep them sober.
Absolutely wonderful. So we'll make sure that all your connection details are on here, because we'll share it across all our social media channels. And for those
Thank
who
are
LinkedIn, get yourself over to Facebook, because that's where Dawn tends to be on Soberfish. So the reason I wanted to invite you on here today is that we're creating a holistic approach for recruiters particularly. And a number of people have contacted me privately in that during the lockdown, they feel that they wanted to try and moderate their drinking, and some have struggled if partners are still drinking. So given that scenario, what advice would you give to somebody who's either hoping to moderate or to potentially actually try being alcohol free during this period?
They're all good questions. I think for me, it is going back to the old routine. So this week I've gone back to my old timings of my old life before Corona, and I'm getting up at my normal time and I'm exercising, and then I'm sitting down and I'm working from home as well as doing my Soberfish business. And I've just felt much better in myself. And so when people say to me, I need to moderate my drinking because I'm drinking at lunchtime, I'm drinking every night of the week, I'm drinking at any excuse, I've suggested to them that if they're not ready to give up completely, which I understand in this environment is really tough to consider complete sobriety, but you need to go back to the old routine. So Monday needs to be Monday and Friday needs to be Friday. And if you want to have a drink, try and keep it to those times that you would have drunk in your old life when work's finished. So for example, Friday night or Saturday night, try to avoid drinking seven nights a week. Try to avoid drinking 1-2 glasses of wine every single night of the week, and just take it easy. And also, you know, we're not supposed to be going to the shops as often, so try not to bulk buy. I know for me, when I was drinking, if I bought a case of 6 bottles of wine, it was carte blanche to drink all of them. Whereas if I only bought 1 or 2 bottles, then I was restricting my drinking in that way. So try not to buy, you know, 100 quid's worth of booze, because you'll drink 100 quid's worth of booze.
So keep the temptation out of your house, because actually you can't go to a bar, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't meet your friends after work for a drink on a Monday, like you say. So yeah. The great advice there is to sort of stick with the old Friday night, you know, 5 o'clock, finish work if you really feel that that's something you still want to do. I think that's really sensible, you know, advice for those that who are watching that have like I say, privately message me on that. You're also, as well as sort of talking about sobriety, you're a great advocate for just general well-being. Talking through, you know, the fact that you go for daily exercise, you often share beautiful, very inspirational photos of where you live, a beautiful part of the country. So what would your top tips be for those who are also looking at, you know, we have got restrictions at the moment on movement, of how to get out and about and how to maintain a full well-being from a physical and mental perspective?
I think exercise is really, really important for your mental health. On days that I don't exercise, I really feel it. And in my membership group, I note, I can feel when people are in a bad space. And then I say to them, have you exercised today? And they say, no. It's like, well, you know what to do. They go and do exercise. They come back to me and they go, yeah, that's what I needed. But it's really hard to get into, you know, you've got to get into a routine. I walk every day without fail. I've walked every day during the lockdown. I can't remember the last time I didn't walk. And like you say, I live in a beautiful area, but in the last 5 days, I've been doing a hashtag called Find the Joy. And I found that really beautiful things I didn't really see before, because we've got to take this time to reflect on the beauty that is around us. I think we spend we're so busy that we don't look and see. So you'll see on my page, you know, Find the Joy this morning, I saw ducklings newly born. I saw a deer yesterday. You know, someone knitted a hat for my local post box, you know, just little things like that, and they bring me joy. And we need to be finding the joy in the small things. I also used an app called Race at Your Pace. They start on the 1st of the month, so actually this is perfect timing, 1st of May. I think it costs £15 a month, so relatively small, and you basically race against yourself. So you pick the amount of miles that you'd like to walk or run. And that encouraged me to do the daily exercise. And then once you're doing daily exercise, you know, I spend 1/24th of my day moving, and the rest of the time is mine. That's the way I look at it. It's a very small percentage of the day to make you really well.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. Now, one final thing I want to ask you, in that you had a love for Magnums last year, and I remember your battle. Now, I personally, because obviously, you know, I don't drink, but I have discovered a total love of coffee and chocolate and Magnums. What do? To get myself beautiful beauties that I seem to want to eat every day.
Do you remember that I emptied my freezer into a carrier bag and went to my neighbour downstairs who's got children? This was like 7:30 in the morning, text her saying, are you in? And she was like, yeah. And I said, I need to come down right now. And she was like, okay, thinking like there was some disaster. I took all these ice creams, which really showed how big the issue was. And I said, have them. And I would like to say I haven't had a Magnum since, but funnily enough, I bought a pack of three this week, but I have moderated them. I've still got two left. So that's quite good. I am saying to everybody at the moment, including myself, these are tough times. Don't be hard on yourself. We can lose weight when we come out of this. We can drink decaf coffee when we come out of this, but we need the joy. And if the worst thing that we're putting into ourselves is a few Magnums a week or a day and a bit of coffee, you know, you're not killing anyone. Just take it easy on yourself.
Definitely not. No, I have got willpower, and I've only had one this week, so I think that's not too bad. But I think that's wonderful advice, and thank you so much for joining me today, Dawn. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Soberfish.